that's a lot of fucking people playing games, like having a problem with something going on.
I don't know what this is, but I want to open it.
He did what? You did what?
Dex bonus.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well,
I always turned it off right then. I was like, fuck learning.
That's
fuck,
why you ended up the way you are. On this Dex Bonus Plus 10, it's a very special Terror Firma Artist Union special. Only questions from the TFAU. We have Eddie Vargas with us.
What's up?
And Salvador Madrigal.
Hey.
Kat left us for a party that she didn't even want to go to.
She's about to get fucked up.
Yeah.
I'll be Kat for today.
Yeah. Talk about beating your jungle.
I was listening to the last Dex episode, and you dropped, like, you would put in cat sounds every once in a while. The anime impulse one.
Fucking Eddie's talking about. Oh yeah, she's like, oh yeah,
yeah, exactly. that's funny. That was,
yeah,
that
the
was
cat. Like, that was the interlude sound. I used to, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You used it like two or three times. I'm like, yeah. Dude, that's funny.
It's funny because you were like, wait, was that her saying that? Or is that just the interlude to the next scene? No, that was something that I sort of picked up from when I started working on Advanced Band. Because you have, like, if you're doing an audio drama, you have, if you want to change the scenes, you have to indicate somehow. And I honestly think that narrating it and saying, like, you know, meanwhile, it's too heavy-handed.
You should use the...
Unless you're clerks.
You should use the
animated
SpongeBob series. SquarePants...
12 minutes later.
12 minutes later.
Yeah, we could use that later, maybe. But... SpongeBob didn't exist yet, though, so I'm trying to be... I have, like, a certain level of authenticity with that. You know, I break it sometimes. But... So, Terra Firma Artist Union questions for Dex Bonus Plus 10. Tastes like nickel twat. So, y'all ready for this?
Yep.
All right. Dominic. Mr. Sculpini of Gen Fail Podcast asks, if they made a movie about your life, who would each of you want to play yourself?
Cameron Manheim.
That's a hard question for me.
God, what's that?
Because at first I would want somebody to... Now, I feel like we should make an exception to this in the sense that It could be any actor, but it doesn't have to be the actor at their current age. Because I feel like there are certain actors that would be best, but are too old now to play, you know, certain parts.
Freddie Prinze from Chico and the Man.
Freddie Prinze.
That would be him.
Eddie? No, Eddie looks Middle Eastern. Maybe...
I would say Rami Malek.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Rami Malek. No, I 100% I would agree. Rami Malek should play Eddie because that fucker, yeah. Eddie could be fucking Mr. Robot right now. We have no idea.
He's talking in his head. Are you seeing what I'm seeing?
Is this really happening?
I think it's really happening, but I could be wrong.
Eddie, you're actually in jail right now.
Yep.
You have been for a while now. You've been shivved multiple times.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, no, it's true because, like, he's the first, like, when I think of Rami Malek, I think of Eddie because their mannerisms are very similar. They both have the same giant, like, eye look, and they both have that slightly.
They look like fucking tecolote eyes.
They could be Middle Eastern or Mexican. You can't tell. Like, it's a really weird combination. Yeah, I would definitely vote for that. Like, I'm glad that he said it first because I would have totally stole that from him. And it's been like, Eddie should be Rami Malek. And then he'd be like, fuck you. I was going to say that. I'm...
Tattoo. Look past the plane.
The reason why I said the thing about age is because I feel like Jeff Bridges would be awesome, but he's like too old now.
No, you'd be Andy Kaufman. like weird looking motherfucker.
I feel like Jeff Bridges would work, because I really liked him as the dude.
Nash Bridges.
I feel like now, like over time, like not in the past, maybe a different actor, but like now, I think my current state of being is very one with the dude, because I've had to adapt, especially like. With work drama and stuff, you know, like over time, I realized that there's no point to it. I just,
you know, how you deal with that? Dude. You just die inside and not care.
Yeah, I'm just cool. I go with the flow. I'm the dude. I don't, you know, I just don't. But I mean, I don't know. And it's funny because I'm literally writing and producing an audio dramedy. That is based on, you know, my events that happened in my past, and it has crossed my mind: what if I could turn this into an animated series or a live action series? Who would play prepubescent nerdy me? And I've thought about it, and Gaten, the kid from Stranger Things, the missing teeth.
Oh yeah,
like I he was like my first thought. For me as a kid, but he's just too goddamn adorable. Like, he's too cute. Like, I feel like he'd just be too cute for the role. Like, he needed to be a little bit uglier, nerdier. But, you know, at that point, maybe they could just, you know, some makeup, give him more acne.
You know, he's gonna look like that for pretty much the rest of his life.
I know, but he's. I mean,
what's that condition that
amazing.
He has?
I forgot what it's called, but yeah, it's His bones don't fuse as quickly as
oh shit, I didn't know that.
That's why his teeth aren't really all the way in yet. Oh. He still has baby teeth.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, but he's a
so what you're saying is there might be still time. This might still be time in the future for him to play me.
Yeah,
because he'll look the same. But they'd have to ugly him up a lot, I think, and that's I don't know if that can happen.
Look at Charlize Theron in Monster. They made her ugly as fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
It's possible.
Oh, and what was that movie where Jude Law was like a creepy photographer stalker, bald and ugly looking? Oh my god, he was so gross.
I don't remember.
I forgot what it was called. But you guys know what I'm talking
about,
right?
Yeah, I know what you're talking
about.
Yeah,
because like Jude Law is hot. Like, especially in like The Talented Mr. Ripley and some of the earlier stuff. Like, he was amazing and he was hot. But then we watched that movie where he's like this creepy, super creep, like, you know, I don't know if he was a fucking molester. No, you're not Creep. That's a different movie entirely that you guys need to fucking watch. Creep.
They made Creep 2.
Yeah, I want to watch Creep 2. But Creep, neither of you have watched
Never
Creep
seen yet. It. Oh, I don't think I've heard of it.
Creep is a horror movie. I think it's on
Netflix, I think.
Netflix, maybe? Yeah. Creep is good, dude. That is some scary, is fucking it? Freaky shit.
I'll check it out.
It's good. It's to give you a quick synopsis without spoiling anything, this guy who is like dying of cancer hires like a photographer or like a videographer to come like do like a last video of him for his kid that's gonna be born soon or something because he knows he's gonna die or whatever. And that's how it starts. It is creepy as fuck. That's all I have to say. But so what else we got?
I think TJ Miller would be a good role for you or to play as you.
Hold on, who's TJ Miller?
He's in Silicon Valley. He's actually
Oh yeah, no, I could see that too. Yeah, absolutely. I could totally invent Aviato. I think TJ Miller could be good, but he's a little gingery. I mean, you can un-ginger
a little bit.
Him.
I mean, you could always dye hair. You could do, you know.
Yeah, TJ Miller. I would definitely for like current people. I think in current ages, TJ Miller would totally be a good fit for me. I think
for me, Danny DeVito.
Oh, I think we have to actually pick someone serious for Sal because he's just making this fucking
dude,
around.
Dude, Danny DeVito would
like,
be an amazing
like
person.
Rami Malek. Rami Malek is dead on for Eddie.
Where are you going to get a 6'4" Mexican to play me?
You're 6'3". Stop lying.
6'4".
Since when did he grow an inch?
Okay. 6'.
6 foot. Yeah, no, there aren't very many 6 foot Mexicans.
3.9.
Danny Trejo is like 5'2".
I'm like,
he's that short?
Yeah,
he's short, dude.
He is short. I think I'm exaggerating. He's probably like 5'5" or 6", but he's your height, Danny.
Well, I'm 5'8". But
the lie detector determined that was a lie. Yeah.
With your shoes on.
It's on my driver's license.
All right.
When I wear platforms, I'm 6'8".
But Mexicans are naturally short.
Yeah, yeah. It's true. So then you'd be tall for a Mexican.
Because I'm Scotsman by injection.
And Sal is a
which
fucking
is weird
because
my dad is short. He's a short guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got the Scottish on our
my
side.
My dad wasn't super tall, but he was like 5'10" or 5'11". Anyways, Sal, who should play Sal?
Danny DeVito, I'm telling you.
No.
In the Penguin.
The Penguin.
God damn it, Sal.
There's nobody. See, I'm fucking Freddie Prince from Chico and the Man. That's the only guy I could think of. Oh, that Pena guy. What was his name?
Michael Pena?
Oh, Pedro. No. No. Ah.
He was in, he's in Ant-Man. Mm. He looks Mexican as fuck now, dude. He didn't start off that way. As you get older, you start getting more Mexican. Like when I was younger, I looked Samoan.
Oh, yeah, Luis Pena. Okay, yeah, I could totally see that. That could work. He's not tall enough or anything.
No, but you're not going to find a 6'4" Mexican anywhere.
I can agree with that. If you just put him in like
platforms
like or something.
And
film like
Tom Cruise?
And film like he were Tom Cruise. Yeah. You could totally be. Yeah,
oh,
that
my God.
Guy works.
On one of the Mission Impossibles. I think it was 2 or 3. The one where the chick was his girlfriend was infected with.
So I would totally T.J. Miller for sure, but I feel like Jeff Bridges could play me in my old years.
Yeah.
No, not him. Michael C. Reilly. You can walk hard.
Walk hard.
Plus, you're going to have that crazy-ass fucking hair anyways.
All right, let's get to the next fucking question. Fuck you guys. Shit.
You can get Gollum to play your younger years.
The next question comes from Drew Carson. Motherfucking Drew Carson. Of many things. Of the Terra Firma Artists Union. Of Terra Firma. Of the Drew Carson Show. Of the Haver. We know him as the fucking drunk Scotsman. I call him Drew Cunson because that's my loving nickname for him. Drew Carson asks, with all these video games getting turned into bad movies, what film do you think would make a great video game adaptation? So what he's saying is, what film would you like to see as a video game?
He said bad film. A bad film as a video game.
Is that what he said?
Yeah, well, because video games turning into bad movies, so a bad movie turning into a video game.
But he says, what film do you think would make for a great video game adaptation?
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Oh.
I think what he's saying is, there's so many shitty video game movies, what film would make a good video game?
The other way around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And here, when I read that the first time, I thought we had already answered something like this, but no, this is the opposite or something.
I know.
Polar opposite. What's your answer, Eddie?
Jumanji.
Oh, fuck yeah. Jumanji, yeah. Oh,
it was a board game type of game with little quick games like Mario Party.
Yep.
It would totally work.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or a really creepy fucking RPG with a board game.
Horror movies would always be a given.
Creep?
If you can take a good No, that's more of a suspense. Like an actual horror movie where you have like
a
monster.
I just watched one, a couple. No, Mother would not make a good video game, but it was fucking weird.
Mother? No, it wouldn't.
No.
Unless you're doing Guillermo del Toro's version of that
movie. Any Guillermo del Toro movie,
yeah.
Fuck yeah. Pan's Labyrinth, holy shit.
Yeah.
That would be an amazing RPG.
But I think there was a Mother.
Mother
Guillermo
was
Guillermo del Toro.
Mother wasn't Guillermo del Toro.
No, he has a movie where there's like a.
No, I guess it was
Mother. She was a ghost that was haunting a kid.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. It's a different one. Yeah, when I say Mother, I'm thinking of Javier Bardem and J Law.
Yeah.
That's fucking creepy as shit. It's not. I don't know if I'd call it horror, but it is fucked up and weird. Yeah, I think. What did I just say?
You know what?
Review the tape.
What genre? What movie never got any kind of game was? The Starship Troopers got a game, a really shitty one, like RTS.
Okay, well, this actually isn't. There's nothing about horror in this. Did I say horror?
No. It was any movie.
Yeah,
so
any movie.
I'm trying to think of any.
I just
they
recently
made Lethal
watched
Weapon.
A bunch of horror recently.
They made Die Hard. Like, they pretty much made any popular, like, action movie or horror movie, they've made it into a game somehow.
Yeah, but, I mean, do any of them, are any of them any good?
Well, Die Hard, the arcade game, of Die Hard was good.
Now, I would say that The Girl with All the Gifts would make a great video game, but they already made The Last of Us, so.
Yeah, so.
The Die Hard game, was that like a shooter? Kind of like a Time Crisis?
No, it was a 3D game where you ran around as McClane. And it had some aspects of like shooter stuff. It had like QuickTime events and shit like that. I think that's like one of the first times I've ever used like QuickTime events.
Okay.
Like tap the A button really quickly or, you know, hold left.
Just push X.
So like you're running down a hall and you have to hit the left and right really quickly.
I think Dragon's Lair was the very first game that had QuickTime events. That was actually all QuickTime
events. That was all QuickTime events, yeah.
Yeah. I'm trying to remember the movie I watched last. Besides Mother. Oh, I did watch Scott Pilgrim versus the World, but that's like already a video game, so.
Yeah.
That was on PS3 and that was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
God, it was like a pixelized.
That game was hard.
Yeah, it was. But it was just a classic beat 'em up game.
It was a little beat 'em up like River City Ransom.
There was something else I watched. I can't fucking remember.
Man, there's so many movies. it's so hard to even decide. Pick a horror movie.
Well, you brought up a Starship Troopers, and there has yet to be a good Starship Troopers game. I mean, that's like
yeah, that's true. It was an RTS game that was really fucking shitty.
Yeah, there's been one or two Starship Trooper games, and they were really bad. But I mean, it's
see, that game could be like a Dynasty Warrior type of game. They just throw bugs and shit waves at you, and you just fight them off.
I could see that as a Left 4 Dead game. You know, you play with it's a co-op game,
yeah.
Four players, and just
and they just throw waves of bugs at you, and you just gotta survive them. You know what would be a good one is The Night Flyer, Stephen King. Where he's chasing that vampire that flies around in a Cessna. That would be a good one. You have to if you're like an investigator trying to find the Night Flyer, and you encounter him with like weird shit, kind of like Aliens Isolation. That one was you didn't have any weapons in that one at all. You just had to get away from the alien. So, pretty good Stephen King ones would be. Like Pet Cemetery might be a good investigative suspense one.
This may not be a good movie or any.
That'd
or
be
a good
point
game,
and click game.
it just
something
randomly
like The Remains of Edith
occurred
Fitch
to me.
Type.
The Paranormal Activity movies could be like a similar to like a Night Trap kind of game.
That would be more like an Outlast type of movie.
A game.
Oh yeah, you could do it like the Five Nights at Freddy's type of deal.
Yeah, because of all the cameras. Because that's how they were all filmed. Like, or like, there's like cameras in the house or something.
True.
Fuck, I can't remember that movie we watched because I feel like it would work.
Cloverfield, the Cloverfield series would be another good one that they could.
the Colossal one. Colossal.
Yeah. With Anne Hathaway.
Rodan Hathaway. The Hathaway.
The Colossal one could be a good beat 'em up where you had to get to a
like
point.
King of the Monsters?
Well, no, like you're running around as Anne Hathaway's character or whatever, and you have to get to a certain point to be able to spawn as a monster and then take on another person.
Okay.
And then whoever wins, you know, they level up the monster, get new abilities.
I could imagine that, like
dude,
Ultra,
that movie
like
Mother fucked me up so much that I can't remember what we watched previously.
any of the quarantine movies would be another.
Oh
movie.
No!
Those will.
You
be
mean
really
record, good. Fucker? Not quarantine. Quarantine was garbage.
Record. That was the Spanish version.
Yeah, the good version. Yeah. The quarantine one was garbage. The American version
was
garbage.
Would be, like any of the horror movies where they don't really fight the monsters, are running most of the time from them. And that'll be a really good genre because you're defenseless and you have to get away from monsters.
Paranormal. What's that series that you told me to watch on Netflix? Paranormal something in Canada?
Paranormal Witness?
Yeah. It reminded me of one of those episodes where
the
kid is friends with this kid that at some abandoned house.
Mm-hmm.
And
the kid with the striped shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
that I mean, it's not a movie, but like I feel like that one right there for some reason really triggered me. That one creeped me out.
Fucking all of the Japanese horror movies are tailor made to be fucking games.
That's true. That is very true. Fuck, what have I seen? I feel like I don't watch movies anymore. I have like literally my brain is filled with like Brooklyn Nine-Nine and fucking Master of None, I think is what we've been watching a lot of. Mm. And
Terry loves yogurt.
Yeah, Terry loves yogurt. Fucking love Terry. Terry fucking, oh my God. Terry Crews is like, I want to have his babies.
You know, I watched, it's an older movie, but.
Idiocracy.
That's a show. Right?
It's a movie.
It's a movie?
Yeah.
We're living it. Why do we gotta fucking make it into a game? You're viewing
I don't know.
It in real time.
The Inside Man. It's like a bank heist movie.
Yeah, you know what? Those bank heist movies.
And those would be good with
yeah,
like
they already made that game. It's called Payday.
Payday.
Is it Payday?
Yeah.
Where you with a multiplayer and then you fucking okay. I never
You rob shit. I've never played it either, but I know
or,
what it is.
Or all of the GTA expansions.
Isn't I think it's EA that's coming out with the game where you're like in prison and you play with the, like a it's a multiplayer game.
Yeah,
and you have to break out and shit.
Dude, the only way you can break out though is if you spend $20 in microtransactions. That's the plot.
Yeah, I mean that caught my attention because it looks like a lot of fun.
Yeah,
it reminds me of another game called The Escapists.
Yeah. Yeah, it was the pixel art.
Yeah, one, the right? pixel art one. Yeah, and I bought that recently, but I haven't played it yet. But it looks like a lot of fun.
Let's see what else. The Hellboy movies, dude. Perfect fucking fodder for a fucking game.
Hellboy for sure. But that's also Guillermo del Toro, and I think we already said every Guillermo del Toro movie. Oh, which by the way, I want to point something out right now. I want to call somebody out. I wanted to make fun of him for a while about this, and I think he may or may not
Spike?
Have a question on. No, it's not Spike actually. Dave the Clone Maresca hates all Guillermo del Toro movies.
Why?
How do I'm gonna unfriend him.
You're gonna unfriend him?
Why? I don't
understand. I'm gonna friend request him and then unfriend him.
he's like deathly afraid of all the creatures and so he thinks they're stupid. I think is what's happening.
Oh, okay. It's probably because.
He has like a phobia of any creature that Guillermo del Toro
creates.
Well,
like most monsters, you
But however, and this is the other thing too, because the Pacific Rim, I mean those monsters were barely Guillermo del Toro. Like,
yeah, those were super. Those were.
And he
super
thought that
Japanese.
Movie was stupid.
Yeah,
he said that movie was stupid, and I was like,
Kaiju.
It was fucking amazing. That movie was amazing. What the fuck is your problem, Dave?
Those monsters aren't even Guillermo del Toro type of monsters. They're Japanese monsters, essentially. It's a gorilla.
Inspired by Japanese.
Yeah, it's pick any Godzilla monster and you pretty much.
Yeah, I told him to go fuck himself after he said that.
But I think You know, he growing up, he saw like Clive Barker and stuff like that. And most of Clive Barker's monsters are humanized, where a lot of Guillermo del Toro's are
alien shit.
Anthropomorphized. Anthropomorphized. But they're furthest thing from anything that you would consider human. They're so fucking twisted and messed up.
Yeah, but they still have that uncanny, God, what is it called? Uncanny Valley. they're still humanoid enough.
Yeah, well, like you can somewhat see humanity in them, but for the most part, his monsters are a lot more psychological. Like they fuck with your head instead of.
Oh yeah,
they try to kill you. By the look
Pan's
themselves.
Labyrinth,
well, it's just Pan's Labyrinth.
The fucking eye hands. Well,
dude,
Hellboy
some creepy shit.
Hellboy, most of the Hellboy.
I don't think the Hellboy creature.
The golden army when he visited that death monster. That was Guillermo del Toro.
I can't remember that.
The death monster with the.
Yeah, with the fucking crown.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
But no. So I think we're good on Drew's question. That was a great question. It was a lot of fun. We should revisit it later because I can't remember the name of that movie, and I will later on. But the next question comes from Johnny Mack, a member of the TFAU, and he asks: Sea of Thieves, get it or pass?
Wait.
So don't pass, but wait.
Yeah. The beta was. Very fucking limited on what you can do. The game looks amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the stuff you could do is amazing, but it's still not all hashed out yet.
Yeah.
It feels, instead of a beta, it felt more like an alpha.
Okay.
Yeah, it's pretty much the same fucking when they released the alpha.
So don't buy it. Don't pre-order it.
Yeah,
wait, don't
pre-order
it.
Definitely don't pre-order it.
Wait for some reviews to come out.
Because what the small glimpse that they showed you, it didn't feel like there was enough in the game to, you know, justify spending $60.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if Eddie, you have anything to add to that. I mean, that's a pretty straightforward answer. I don't.
Ship to ship battles feel. They don't feel like ship to ship battles.
They're not like Assassin's Creed pirates.
Yeah. No. There's a game coming out. I think it might be already out called Black Flag. That game is what a ship to ship battle should be.
Yeah, wasn't it called Assassin's Creed Black Flag?
No, it's
No.
It might be Crossbones or some shit like that.
No,
but anyways,
the one that's already been out.
Has it already come out? I don't know if it came out or not.
I don't know. Heather played the Assassin's Creed pirate game a lot. Is what I'm saying.
Well, yeah, no, that's a Black Flag.
Flag,
but
right?
That's
a,
what
a,
I said.
That is the only game I want to play. Like
Black
from the
Sails, maybe? I don't know. Uh-oh. But there's an actual pirate game where you have a full crew, and this one you only have four people on your ship. So.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it's like a quick. Once you drop the other characters, it's okay.
So. Ultimately, just wait a little while.
Yeah, wait. There's not enough in the game right now to really make a good assumption of how the game is gonna be. It's fun, but there was not enough in the beta to kind of justify how the game's gonna work or you know like how the world's gonna breathe. You didn't have the Kraken in it. Or none of the other stuff. They're promising the moon, but
promising
the moon. But you know, we've gotten that before. No Man's Sky and all these other games that promise you all this shit.
The games are too ambitious.
I was just looking at the. I haven't posted them yet, but Jack's friends are very photogenic.
Yeah, young people, fucking shit.
Fucking, you guys suck. So goddamn young.
I hear a lot of people got like motion sickness. Playing that game, or maybe it was just the VR. Because is there a VR version?
No.
Yeah,
but there's undulating. The ship really does move up and down.
Right. Yeah. It was motion sickness.
Yeah, but
people.
Those are plebs, and they need to stop.
There's
playing.
Undulating uvuluses.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it was a Polygon article that I read.
Oh,
and
God.
Those guys
fuck
are just
Polygon.
Hipsters.
Yeah. Those are. Game
third,
reviewers,
the,
quote
Polygon
unquote.
Polygon or third wave feminist.
You know, we never did discuss that, dude. We got to set that aside for one day. Should reviewers be good at playing games?
Oh yeah, we said we were going to, but then we didn't. Yeah.
We went off the rails.
Yeah, we did. We should do
it. Like Jack busted in and mm-hmm. with a bunch of dildos or what?
No, this was a couple of episodes ago. We were I saw a video of a guy playing Cuphead, and he was a game reviewer.
That was a big topic a while ago.
Balls hard, dude. And we need to discuss that.
That's an interesting topic because. You know, I mean,
should you be competent in something in a media that you're reviewing?
But at the same time, it's like, is it the average person that's looking at a game review, or is it a professional gamer looking at a game review? It in some cases, it's probably both. So,
yeah, I mean, no, but when you're talking about gameplay and how it handles, and you can't handle the game, how are you gonna give an honest review?
That's why Dark Souls, I sucked at
this game, so it's good.
That's why Dark Souls became the catch all. Oh, Cuphead is the Dark Souls of platformers.
No,
it's fucking
not.
Shut up.
No, that's Ninja Gaiden.
That's not even Ninja Gaiden is not. Dark Souls is Dark Souls. It's a game. It's its own game.
Oh, what is it? Salt and Sanctuary is the Dark Soul of fucking side scroller.
Yeah, anyways, so thank you, G-Animac, for that question. Just wait a little bit. And now we come to Mr. I Hate Guillermo del Toro, Dave the Clone of Hollow 9 asks, what video game was the argument ender or decider for you and your circle of friends growing up? That's one question. I'm going to read both of them just really quick, and then we'll decide. Did you have a reputation for using a specific character strategy, or were you when you were in battle? This one confuses me. So I guess what he's asking is, ender decider for you for the circle of friends growing up, like what? What does that
like
mean?
If you were having an argument or something, what game would tell us? Like, if I kick your ass on this game, then
Goldeneye.
Yeah, no. It was that other one, Dark, with the Far Sight.
Perfect Dark.
Yeah.
Perfect Dark. No, it had to be
Gold.
I mean, as far as first person shooters, it was Goldeneye.
Yeah, Goldeneye would probably be.
If it was,
and then whoever fucking chose Oddjob was a fucking cockhead.
Yes.
Yes. I was a troll always and forever. Of course I was a blowjob.
Yeah.
I mean,
and when
job.
It came down to like a fighting game, it was always Street Fighter 2.
Mine for me it was with my brothers Killer Instinct 2.
Killer Instinct.
On
Killer Instinct
64,
Gold on 64.
Huh?
I would drive them to tears. It was merciless on that game.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think it was.
But there was really no games growing up that were used to settle arguments. We'd usually
probably just like
there was more. They started arguments.
It had to be on on the 64 when it was a 4-player game. You know, it had to be a 4-player game like Mario Kart or.
Oh yeah, Mario Kart.
Or Super Golden Mario Eye Kart, or though. You know.
Not Mario Kart 64. Super Mario Kart.
But yeah, no, I think those Nintendo. Competitive type of games cause arguments, not settle them.
Well, I mean, I guess playing devil's advocate, I would say Super Mario Kart, and I always played Yoshi, and I would say GoldenEye, and I tended to play Oddjob, and my weapon of choice. So like, whoever like the challengee was, like whoever was challenged or whatever, got to choose, right? The weapons and the settings and the level and all that stuff. So like,
yeah, the hazing.
We would get hazed. We would do 3 versus 1. The person getting hazed got to choose what was going to happen, and I would always choose, what's it called? A License to Kill pistols. That was the best for me. That was all you just pistols and insta kill shots.
Yeah, golden gun.
You don't need the golden gun in License to Kill, though, because the golden gun was a waste because it was one shot, pretty much. So, like, I would just get, like, the Walther Silence PPK and dual-wield those shits on License to Kill. That was, like, unstoppable. But, and I would tend to play Oddjob because He was very short.
Yeah, the hitbox on that shit was bullshit, dude.
Yeah, that was amazing.
He was too short.
Well, yeah, it was too short. So good for trolling people, dude. It was amazing. You had to aim down, and no one was used to aiming down. So I would just fucking fly in and shoot everybody. Perfect Dark did came later. That was pretty good. I think one of the things, I don't think I met you until Perfect Dark.
Yeah.
So like, I think the times that we played GoldenEye all the time was before I met you, and it was like me, Mo, and Aaron, and Robert, and other people, hazing each other on GoldenEye. But yeah, I mean, fighting games though, I know because you guys brought it up, I feel like I should bring it up. I can't, like, I mean, it's Mortal Kombat.
I was a god in Mortal Kombat.
I always played Scorpion.
Marvel versus Capcom, dude. I had a fucking bullshit strategy.
That was on the Dreamcast.
Yeah, with Captain Commando, Iron Man, and I think it was Wolverine.
Street Fighter.
So it would be Captain Fire.
Street Fighter 2, I would say I was always Vega.
Vega?
Or Blanca. Blanca was like my secondary. Vega was probably my favorite. And then fucking Spike, he played fucking Dhalsim, and he would just be like yoga, and he'd be like, fuck.
I'm really
good
at
fucking. He was a fucking button masher with Dhalsim.
I'm really good with Dhalsim, and I would go to Dave and Buster's and play fucking Street Fighter 2. This was like maybe like 5-6 years ago, and we would make bets with like random people for drinks and
salty
shit.
Salty bets.
Yeah.
No, I could kick ass fucking Dhalsim.
When we first got a Street Fighter game at the arcade over there back home, we would play for quarters.
Yeah.
I made so much money with Kyle.
Yeah, I liked Kyle too. Sonic Boom.
Well, it was
Sonic,
either that
boom.
Or they couldn't get close because you do the crescent kick.
Yeah.
And knock him out of the air. And then when I was
a flash kick, by the way.
Yeah, I knew the guy was better than me, I would use the handcuffs glitch. So you kick him twice or something and just get just slightly ahead or ahead of them on life, and then do the fucking flash kick with the, and then you handcuff him. And then both of you are stuck. He's jumping around and he can't attack. You just let the time work out.
That was a glitch, right?
Yeah, it was a glitch.
That was a glitch.
Well, I think though, one more thing with fighting games, I think Soul Calibur. Now, I remember it had two different names. In the arcade, it was a different name than what was on the console. What was the name? What were the two different names?
I don't remember. It was Soul something or other. But yeah, then in the console, it was Soul Calibur.
Yeah, what was it called in the fucking... I swear to God, it was called something else.
Yeah, it was called something else. Soul something or other.
Well, anyways, I really liked playing that. And Voludo was my... main on that, but I think this has been a pretty solid Dex bonus for the TFAU. Shout out to all those motherfuckers that are in the TFAU, and thank you again for your questions. We had an interesting episode that you will get to hear coming up. So yeah,
Soul Edge.
Okay, that it was called Soul Edge on the arcade. That makes sense. I remember one time, Mo was playing. I think he played Siegfried was his main. I'm not sure.
Yeah, the big sword.
Yeah,
I use Azeroth all the time, dude.
And he was playing and he was doing really good. And this little kid that could barely see over the controls walks over and picks that big beefy dude with the giant axe.
Yeah, Azeroth.
Yeah. Okay. He picks Azeroth and he just button mashes Mo into fucking oblivion. That was like the best thing in the world. Mo was so pissed. That was definitely an ender, I think, if one would say so. But this has been Dex Bonus Plus 10. Please check out our episode 99. Video game crush number 3 with a bit of a surprise in there. I think it's still part of the same theme. So, yeah, check that out. I'm Samson Lancaster, and with Sal and Eddie. Kat couldn't join us because she's too fucking popular and she has to go to stupid parties and shit.
Gotta go to the club.
Gotta go to the club.
She's in the club getting tipsy.
Yeah. Ratchet.
In the club getting tipsy.
Yeah. Alrighty. Good night, everybody. We'll see you later.
Buenas noches.
Out.